a nice morning greetings. Let me take this opportunity really to greet everybody in this platform.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning. Good morning, Honorable Mangi. I can see you are ready, sitting next to the Parliament and waiting for the doors of Parliament to open up. That's good. And let me also greet the officials of the department, the legal minds outside the Portfolio Committee. I know we have some legal minds as colleagues from Parliament also, and officials from the department if they are here. And do we have a minister or deputy minister here, Valerie?
Good morning, Chair and members. Apologies were received from the minister who's attending the tourism committee this morning, and the deputy minister is out of the country on department-related work, and Mr. Sithole is attending the tourism meeting this morning, so we received that apology as well.
As much as we are understanding, Valerie, the minister's committee is this one, not the tourism. It might happen that, yeah, but this is the committee for the minister, Valerie. I hope Tandy is here to can convey that message. And okay.
Well, good morning, Chair.
Yes, Tandy.
I'm here. It's Tandy. Yes, the minister is attending on an ongoing bus attack. The ongoing bus attack, long distance bus attack, is attending on that subject in the tourism committee, Chair.
I was just saying, Tandy, when your committee and the other committee sits, you start with your committee. That's the order of priority. That's all what I was saying. I understand what you're saying, but please convey that message also. colleagues, thank you, Tandy. Our agenda today is clause by clause deliberations on the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill. I'm told we are not ready for clause by clause deliberations because of mainly two reasons. This bill could not be printed on time. Okay. Honorable Nontando, I see your hand up. Are you greeting or you want to do something?
Thank you, Chair. I'm greeting, but at the same time, I wanted to inform you that I will be leaving early today at 9:30. I have another meeting, organizational meeting that I have to attend.
Okay, thank you very much. Maybe let's just take, let's just take apologies. Any other additional apology? Except for the early exit by the honorable member, thank you. Because of two reasons, we can't do clause by clause. The first reason is that I'm told that this bill could not be printed on time because of load shedding. The second reason that we'll go for both bills that we need to deal with here today, the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill and the Economic Regulation of Transport Bill. There are amendments that were made after we had dealt with this bill, and we thought the officials will go and do what they are supposed to do. And so both of these bills were there are additions and in terms of amendments beyond what we had already done. So I want to suggest that rather than just jumping this two items or four items, because they are four. Let's rather deal with the amendments that have been made so that these bills are ready to be adopted, but also emphasize that to the staff that are dealing with these bills legally, that the norm is that after the committee has dealt with these bills in terms of amendments, corrections, these officials are part of us here. Once we have agreed, it is reasonable for me as a chairperson to expect that once we have agreed, officials will do what we have agreed and bring the bill for further processing. I can see this thing of us dealing with bills, and after that there will be corrections, and some of the correct amendments will be as if we have not dealt with amendments in the committee, unless there is a valid reason. I think let's desist from doing that exercise. If there is a valid reason, let's understand the reason. Officials can talk if they want to, but I see Honorable Mapena's hand. I will allow other hands also. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Chair. No, I think I agree with you, but I think my hand was on another unrelated issue. But I think let's conclude this. I think just before we start with the official business, then perhaps maybe if the Chair could be so generous to allow me an opportunity, 2 seconds to address your honourable self.
Okay. Thank you. Officials, do you have any reasons really why are we going back and forth, or do you understand what I'm trying to really ask from you? The legal people who are dealing with this thing, Me Pumelele and Me Harichera, I think those are the two people in the main I'm addressing. You can come in, Valerie, if there's anything to really tell us. Otherwise, if there's nothing, please adhere to my request. We are decent, we are a decent committee, but I think this is going too far. I really must say that. Honorable Onsinga.
The person, I want to concur with your opinion. Load shedding might be a reason why things could not be printed at the moment. It certainly isn't the only solution to try and struggle to get things printed at the place where load shedding is occurring. There are other ways and means of getting around this. Other than that, Chairperson, load shedding in most instances is pre-notified, and therefore certainly, you know, you can plan better and try and accommodate the deadlines, of which, you know, our program is one. Last week, in an effort from our side to mitigate the necessity of working down the long list of legislation that we need to finish, and from a sense of urgency from our side, we suggested to have a motion of desirability dealt with immediately instead of a week later. And this was our effort in trying to accommodate to work down the list of legislation. To now hear that documents couldn't be printed, whereas it was scheduled for us to deal with these very important documents at this very important stage, it's disappointing to hear, you know, that we should simply accept that there was load shedding and the documents couldn't be printed. And Chairperson, for a legal department to present such an excuse, certainly also is not acceptable. You know, really, we often get reminded of, you know, reasonableness and the reasonable person and so on. So certainly, you know, for people in a legal department, you know, one expects them to not come up with such a lousy excuse. So really, I'm highly disappointed. I mean, we've prepared from our side, and it's certainly highly disappointing to hear this. Why should only one component of this meeting have a sense of urgency, and despite the extremely busy program, always slot out this very important portfolio committee occasion? So I'm highly disappointed, Chairperson, and although, you know, one always has to deal with a sense of fairness and you know, accommodate conditions, I cannot believe that load shedding could have been the reason. We don't have load shedding 24 hours of the day, 7 weeks a day. There must be other reasons, and I think, you know, we need a better explanation on this, certainly. I'm highly disappointed, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Valerie, is that you?
Chair, the Parliament Legal Advisor for the ERT Bill wants to say something. Her hand raise button is not working. Yeah.
Okay, is that the creditor?
No, Chair, it is Ms. Gangan wants to say something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Gangan, go ahead.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members, and to all on the platform this morning. Chairperson, just with regards to the ERT bill, I think it's important to, you know, Chair, you've indicated that the committee is a fair committee, and I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. I just feel that it's important to just explain from my side the difficulties that we've encountered. So the state law advisor from the Office of the State Law Advisor has been very ill, as I understand it. And so it's been very difficult to try and finalize the amendments with one person being ill. So that was a challenge from our side. Over and above that, Chair, the department indicated that they would require a change, and they will speak to the committee as to that amendment. But by and large, the amendments that members will see on the list are primarily drafting amendments, which the Office of the State Law Advisor will take members through systematically in a moment. So when it is our turn, Mr. Hercules from the State Law Advisor will take the members through the amendments, but as I said, by and large, they are stylistic and drafting changes, which are according to the drafting conventions, and they are the experts in that, so they'll take the committee through that. But from my part, I must apologize. As I said, it was quite hard to have one of our team members, because we function as a team, being ill, and so I just think it's important to apologize from our side. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Gangan. There is a hand. I only see the beautiful tree, and there is a hand next to that beautiful flower tree. Let's get okay. Who's that?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Honourable Members. My name is Aisha Johar, and I am from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. Chairperson, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to make inputs into your committee. I want to start off by indicating that we, as far as the state law advisors, has contributed to the delays in the finalization of this bill and to your own and your honorable members' displeasure. We want to apologize profusely to you and all of your members for our role in that. We have had an unfortunate occurrence in that the state law advisor who has taken responsibility for the bill has fallen ill. We accept, Chairperson and honorable members, that this is not an excuse for our underperformance or our non-performance in respect of the work that we're meant to assist your committee with. I want to give you the undertaking, Chairperson and honorable members, that we have now ensured by placing other people on the team to assist your committee that we are prioritizing your bill, and we have dedicated ourselves to ensuring that we meet the demands that your schedule places upon us, and that we will try our level best to work back your confidence in us and finalize the bill as best as we can. Chairperson, since the May A list, we have as a team, as a legal team, met with the parliamentary law advisors as well as the department. The department in those consultations has indicated to us that there are certain substantive proposals that they would like the committee to entertain and to hear. We have, as a group, considered these proposals and are of the view that they are not unconstitutional, not unlawful in any way, but that the final decision as to their desirability is up to your committee, Chairperson. As for the ERT bill, Chairperson, we have considered the corrections, improvements, proposed amendments from the department, and the work that the most recent A-list have presented. And we have dedicated ourselves over the last week or so to ensure that the document that is placed before you is indeed a document that can be printed for supply and that can be voted on and adopted by your committee, but for the proposals that the department is desirous of making to you today. We have also, as recently as yesterday afternoon, received inputs and queries from the content advisor, Ms. Alma. We have considered these and we have prepared responses and answers to all of these queries should the committee require us to provide an explanation and to respond. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ma'am. Is the department here? Who's representing the department?
But I know you could speak.
Good morning, Chairperson. I'm having a bit of a problem with my camera. Riranzo Mashaba. There's an apology from the acting DG, Mr. Mwakuma Kaipia, who is not available. And from the Department of Transport, we have myself, DDG ITP, and Mr. Shabisa, DDG Roads. Thank you.
Mary Ranzu, I really want to place this on record. It is my understanding as the chair that once the bill is with the committee and we are processing the bill on this platform, we are leading that process as the committee. It is unfortunate, unless if I don't understand something, that you as the department and the legal people who are part of this process will go out of this process and deal with this, the bills that are on the table, when we do not know. My request is that if there are issues that you want to raise as the department, raise the issues here in this meeting, raise the issues with us, so that we don't get a sense that there are meetings where the bill is dealt with outside think I really want to make that plea from your side as the department. I know you will be dealing with the happening has happened.
What happened, sir?
I don't see myself on the screen.
I see you, and you are still looking as very light in complexion, as always.
Okay, let me continue.
So, rest assured, continue, Chair. If I see you, you can be assured, Chair, you are on the screen.
Oh, okay. No, I really want to plead with everybody that please allow us to run with the process. I think we are capable. We can understand where there are issues that we need to deal with. Let's also be made part of the problem, process. We do not like what we are seeing, what we are hearing, but we are, let's accept that it has happened, but we won't take it next time. We won't take all these reasons coming to the committee. Please don't change our attitude. We want to work with everybody in a fair manner, transparent and understanding, but let that not be taken for granted. Please, please, I want to plead with everybody here. Yeah? Let me take these three hands, maybe before I take honorable colleagues, let me also take Pumele. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Greetings to yourself and the members in the platform. Once again, Chairperson, I think I must say again what the other colleagues before me have spoken. It is indeed an apology that the committee deserves from all of us for all the delays and all that has happened. As Advocate Johar has pointed out, Chairperson, it is truly sometimes difficult to work as a team, and some of the difficulties arise from that. And in respect of the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, Chairperson, we do have the electronic versions of the CREDA processing. And in terms of that one, Chairperson, for us, the main changes and the corrections, as earlier pointed by the State Law Advisor's Office, if the committee can perhaps allow us to take them through and read through the clause by clause, they can see most of the challenges were on the reshuffling, and because of the technical changes that had happened in terms of the clauses that were rejected. So I think at the end stage of the bill, where the other part, the other component that works in the chain had to ensure that this is put in place. So these basically are the technical corrections for us that we cannot let them go without ensuring that they are located in the perfect and correct space, because ours is an amendment bill. It is amending a principal act. So because of all those things, if we leave a full stop or an underlining in a wrong place, that will impact on the existing act. So for the purposes of the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, Chairperson, in terms of taking through the clause by clause and the content, I can generally assure the committee that that is done and legally correct. But it is on the technicalities that we were indicating that the correction must be done, and for purposes of that document to be printed and be before the committee. And that is basically solely the only difficulty there is there, Chairperson. But the processing and the clause by clause, and so that the members can see what has been done, is a possibility that if the members so wish can be done today. And in respect of the printing then, because of those minor changes that must still take place, we cannot then be saying it's a final valid document that the committee is happy to adopt. I thought I should just add that, Chair, and add my sincere apologies in all the frustrations that have been created in this matter. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, ma'am. Honorable Mangu, followed by Honorable McDonald.
Chair, good morning once more. Mine is very minor. I think I wouldn't say more than what you have said, which I fully support in terms of the committee's frustration. Mine was very simple. Mary Radu, she just said the DG or acting DG is unavailable. And I find it very strange. Once more, there is a portfolio committee. I assume he does know. And as a leader of the administration, we were not told an apology through the secretariat. We just heard the apology by the way. So could we know why is the acting DG in the meeting, Chair? That is my point. Thank you so much.
Okay. Mary Ranzo?
Thank you once again. The acting DG is currently attending the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, and myself and Mr. Hlabisa have been requested to represent him at this committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
You know, when I'm Rianzo, our understanding as a committee must not be misused, right? Because we are this understanding committee, this department must not think a second that we are not capable of holding them accountable. Right? I think that should be as clear as a crystal. Let us be accorded the respect that we accord other people so that we remain where we want to remain, all of us. Honorable Chris Unsinger.
Chairperson, my hand was up. I took it down just before. Apologies,
okay.
Chairperson.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're right. Honorable McDonald, then Honorable Chris Unsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to some of the officials of the Department of Transport that found its way to the committee. Chairperson, let me raise my... firstly, I want to support everything that you said, Chairperson, regarding the bills. Chairperson, I think it can't be that bills are with the committee and we are busy with amending the bills. And in the back door, the department is doing amendments that we don't know anything about. They don't consult us. They just do they're doing amendments, like you've said, Chairperson. It can't be like that, Chairperson. If they don't want us to do these bills, then don't bring the bills to us and then do it on your own. Because it means that they are not trusting our work, Chairperson, and they've got no reliability. It shows in their attitude why they're not attending our meetings. Chairperson, if we don't draw a line today, it's going to be a problem for us for the rest of this term. So, Chairperson, I'm leaving it in your capable hands. I'm sorry, I promised myself I'm not going to get angry today, but I'm steaming at the moment. So, Chairperson, thank you very much.
Honorable Unsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it might be a practical solution to continue on the basis as what was suggested, but it brings new complications. And it certainly is out of order and out of procedure. I would therefore not suggest that we proceed in that manner. It would also set a precedent outside of how we normally conduct our business in terms of being adequately prepared with documentation, but then also with the development of the bill and with legislation, which my colleagues referred to. Also mindful of the fact, Chairperson, that we are soon approaching caucus consensus and seeking to find caucuses to agree, you know, with the process, which also is detrimental in terms of what we have available to supply our researchers and our caucuses with, because we need to prepare documents to submit to our caucuses and then have a debate within the caucus, and then we come forward in an aligned and progressive manner to process the stages of taking it to the House. So I'm just mentioning this, Chairperson, purely on the basis of the way that we function within this committee and for the particular culture that we have within this committee, and that everybody should be mindful of each and every implication which this brings. And Chairperson, really, I'm not keen to spend more time talking about, you know, how we should conduct this portfolio committee, because it is known how this portfolio committee functions and the role that we have, and you know, the leadership. So I really see this as a unnecessary deliberation. And if I can have the rest of this morning to prepare for what lies ahead further in this week, I will appreciate it, because I find it absolutely senseless to have this type of discussion, Chairperson. So if this meeting can end sooner than later, and I beg you to sort this out if it's necessary behind the scenes, but certainly this is close to an embarrassment, if anything else. Please, Chairperson, deal with this.
Okay, thank you, honorable members. I'm going to take this two last hands, and we'll close this matter. Mary Hanzu and Valerie.
Thank you once again, Chairperson. I would like to, we've had the concerns from the portfolio committee, and on behalf of the Department of Transport, would like to sincerely apologize for the confusion caused, and we do appreciate the work that the portfolio committee is doing. And going back, I do not think we will repeat the same things that we have done. So I just wanted to tender that sincere apology from the department.
Okay, thank you. Valerie?
Chair, the corrections made to the NRTA bill, Chair, I think it will be of much value if members can see those technical changes, those corrections. I'm sure that Ms. Ngema and Mr. Archilis would be able to share that on the screen so that members can see those. In anticipation of the formal finalization of the bill.
Okay. Are you done, Valerie?
Yes, sir, I'm done.
Thank you very much. I think this rests this case, the matter that we're discussing. Before we formally get into the proposal that I've made, that let's see those changes so that we are prepared. We will get into that in a minute. Honorable Mabena, you had requested that we should hear you for 2 seconds before we get into our business of the day. Can we allow you that opportunity?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and I really appreciate the opportunity that you're giving me this morning. Chairperson, I'm just an urgent issue that perhaps the community needs to deal with. The ones, the AXA airport of the entity, which is over Tambo, which was by some aircraft.
My apology. I'm battling to hear my colleague there. I don't know if it's me or on his side. The it's breaking quite a lot. I don't know if he could do something on his side. Sorry about that, Chair.
Again, hear everyone very well. I'm not sure, Chair, are you experiencing the same issue? I think my connection is quite stable.
Yeah,
I'm also experiencing the same issue. Maybe put off your video, Honorable Mabena.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
I know, it's fine, Chair. I think if you can hear me, it's fine. I think that's what matters, that's what's important.
I think I'll try by all means, perhaps maybe you can relay the message to the colleagues. At least if one person can hear in the meeting, I think that's quite important. And also apologies to colleagues who can't hear me. I think it might be as a result of the ongoing power cuts and whatnot. But yeah, I am fine on my side. So Chair, I wanted to bring to attention that the devastating fire which happened at Tuara Tambo is as a result of some serious allegations which are leveled against the NTD. I would then kindly ask and urge you and request that perhaps the committee, through its oversight role that we have over the NTD and the department, that we urgently summon or we urgently request AXA to come to the portfolio committee and brief the committee, and also give us and also answer some questions that we have regarding that contract. That to where kind of was for a vegetation as a company which was a Shell's company at least 2 weeks before AXA requested for quotations, which was advertised, and the company's details and directors were changed on the 6th of June 2022, and also there were changed directorships of the company on the 6th of June 2022. The fact that the good image of our country among international aviation industry has suffered some serious damage as a result, and also the public is our business is also unthreat. And also in line with our oversight role, I would fully implore that Chair, you exercise your setting you by our rules. The questions that we have, and I believe those questions can only be answered.
Honorable Mabena.
I can hear you very well, Chair President. I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yeah, no. I think colleagues are correct. I've got the gist of your request. Let's deal with this thing because we have a kind of short meeting right at the end, as we before we end our meeting, we'll deal with this matter and finalize it. Thank you. Let's go back then to thank you, Honorable Mabena. Thank you. Let's then go back to today's business. Can we be taken through these technical amendments, as it is being said, so that we know what is it that has been amended as a committee. Valerie, who's doing that?
Chair, it will be the drafting team, Ms. Ngema and Mr. Hercules. Ms. Nell will put the PDFs, the typeset PDFs that we've sent yesterday to CREDA on, because that would be the latest. And then members would also be able to see how many outstanding corrections has to be made for this bill to be of the quality that the team is in this stage. Thank you, Chair.
All right, Mengema, Pumelele.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. And perhaps with your permission, can I also do the talking without putting the video on?
Okay.
If you may, Advocate Nell, put up, or if I may have the sharing rights. Chairperson, basically under clause one, I think it's better, Advocate Nell, to have the bid bill version What she has put up is the ADIS version, and from the page that is shown, if members can, for example, see there, that full stop that is there, appearing there, it's what the technical issues that we are basically talking about. And as I said, as members can see in this one, there are lines that are coming all over and the bolded places and the bolded square brackets. That is basically what we are talking about to indicate the challenges that need to be corrected, so that when the final stage, the bills office, when it must effect it in the principal act, then it must be clear what goes where and why, because there are principles in terms of the drafting conventions that we need to do. So I think this is the A list. If we can continue on this one, ma'am, if you want us to use the A list and move basically under clause one, it's changes like this, where we are removing the full stop and the inverted commas, or where a comma, for an example, in a provision where we are entering a list like this one in the reserve traffic warden and traffic what, and the comma is not there because it's a list. So the comma is also supposed to be going in there, so that when you read, you can see that it's a list, comma after comma, until you end, you get to the end where there's an end of the last mentioned a person that is dealt with. So these are basically the changes that we have said are related to technical issues. And here in Chairperson, it's in respect of clause 28, which originally clause 28 was the one that was amending section 23. And section 23 of the bill, because of those that have been removed now, is no longer going to be clause 28, but is going to be clause 25. So when that goes into the B bill version, as you can see in terms of the handwritten notes, the provision that substitutes section 23 is unfortunately in the A list and in the bill, because this is now the CREDA process where we cannot have anything to do with it, but we prepare the one that is on the web document, and this one is on the PDF document, which means it's protected and it has cost for Parliament, as well as the service provider that is doing it is outside of us, and that's why we try to write like this, as members can see, or we write in email form. So what appears here, don't go up yet, don't go down yet, ma'am. Let's stay there and show both clause 32 and 35 if you can. So this section that reads substitution of section 23 as a new clause, it should not have been located here where we are seeing it under clause 32, because it has sort of put in clause 32 and clause 35 under one thing. And then to convey that in the B bill is the difficulty, why it is not also slotted in the correct place. So because clause 28 was rejected as is, so that we can draft a new section 23 that was talking to driving permits both here in the country and outside. That is why then one of the consequential corrections, that when we read for the members on the clause by clause, it would also have been another challenge, because this is placed under clause 35 when it should have been under the new 25 when we read through the B bill version. So that's another challenge that we so if this is now the B bill, this will now be under clause 25, the new clause 25 in the clean B bill version. And the other final change, Chairperson, relates to two issues. It was the issue where provisional licensing was inserted, and we have removed that, and it's correctly done. But the main other big problem was in terms of clause 53.
Ms. Pumelele?
Yes, sir.
Is it deliberate that what you are talking about is not on the screen as we speak?
No, Chairperson, I think I was under the understanding that Alma was flighting it up. Otherwise, if I can have sharing rights, I can point it out. But
okay.
It's what Alma had put on the screen. We're supposed to move in between the A list and the B bill version so that members can see. And as I said, it's literally technical corrections that will have serious implications if we don't get it right, because this is a principal act.
Okay. Are you done, ma'am?
I've been given the sharing rights, Chairperson. I'm just going to put up the B bill version, not the... Okay. Can members see what I've flighted up?
We can clearly see your name, Pumelele. Nothing else, ma'am.
I was trying to share my screen, Chairperson, so that I can see. But if Advocate Nev can put the B bill, and then I was now speaking about clause 53. If we can go straight there, Chairperson, under clause 53, it's the arrangement of sections which the bill is attempting to correct.
Let's see what you're talking about. Put it on the screen so that I don't get reminded by members that they don't see what we're talking about. Advocate Nair? Uh-huh.
Yes, if we can go to clause 53. Clause 53 on the B version under this is now, she's starting at these are all the inverted commas that I've spoken to, which are written in handwriting. And section 23, Chairperson, also, if you can see here, section 23 is supposed to be located as clause 25, but it's running as if it's both clause 24 and clause 23, if you look at the numbers on the side. So that is the correction that on the A list we have shown the final person that is doing the technical movement of these things to move this and write that this will have to be a standalone clause 25 instead of appearing as if now 24 and 23 are coming consequentially incorrect after each other. So that is basically the issue in respect of clause 25, which was originally in the introduced bill, clause 28. And if we move down, ma'am, these are all the other ones I've spoken to, the underline and the commas and where the right thing must be. Under clause 53, Chairperson, which is the arrangement of sections, members would recall that there is an insertion of the new five, like all the alphabetical five, which is 5A right up until 5L. That is on page 11 of the introduced bill. There was the new insertions under clause 11, which was inserting and amending the existing section 5. So what appears there, Chairperson, in terms of ensuring that the titles that are given in each of those provisions, for an example, on page 11 of the introduced bill, so that members can be clear. We do not have 5M And if you look there, it's 5D, 5E, 5F, 5G, 5H, 5I. From 5I to 5M, there's been a capturing of what is not the same as it appears in the titles of the introduced bill, because members would recall we didn't make any changes here in the content and in the context of the titles. So the titles as they appear on page 11, they should be appearing exactly as the same on page 11 of the introduced bill. But for an example, if we read 5J, 5J should be reading application for registration as manufacturer of microdots, supplier of microdots and microdot fitment centers. It doesn't read the same as it should in the bill. And that is the correction that needs to be finally done. Because when then it goes to the principal act, if it's captured as is, the principal act and the arrangement of each section will not be reading the same and therefore will create the confusion. And that is not is what we cannot be having, because as we know, this is legislation and we are drafting for purposes of amending an existing principal act. Hence, Chairperson, these are just the changes that have created us to move to and fro to have them and make sure that it's corrected. And it is not done by us. We cannot effect it because it's a process that has to be done by another team in the chain of the whole process, Chairperson. So that is why I was indicating if we read through the clauses are correct and we can take members clause by clause, and these corrections then when we get to them, we are able to point out that this is what should have happened here, but this is where the challenge and the problem is. So basically, these are the technicalities that this bill is facing, Chairperson. And I believe it's solely because it's an amendment bill and because it's amending an existing principal act, and experience goes a long way as well in terms of ensuring that this is done. And this is where our advocate Hercules also assisted us to ensure that everything is done correctly from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. So that is where we are at, Chairperson, in respect of the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill. It's solely the technical changes, but they have serious implications. Thank you so much, Chair.
Honorable Chris Hunsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I put my hand up during the presentation. Because I just found it very difficult to follow and in a way senseless to acknowledge what should have been done and what must still happen. It's like looking at homework that was supposed to be done, you know, it's frustrating, Chairperson. It makes it difficult to follow and difficult to understand. But I'm sure you are as frustrated as what we are. And it's an hour later, Chairperson, and what progress have we made? What sense was there in having, you know, any exposure to this? So Chairperson, yes, thank you.
Okay. Honorable members. Thank you, Pumelele. We see the commas and the full stop, as you have said. I think let's appreciate that. Let's have a document that is now clean, where the comma is supposed to be, where it should be, and full stops and stuff like that. Any other input on this matter? Honorable Manu.
Chair, thank you. Thank you very much. I do share the comments of my colleague, Honorable Hunsinger. At some point, I zoomed out because I was not sure what we are doing. I think you've already raised our concern and our disappointment, but I think I can just overemphasize. May I make an additional proposal in what you have said about getting a clean instrument? Our program, which we are all aware of, is very tight and it's compact. We don't have too much time. But we still, despite being snubbed by the department, are willing to push this legislation. Is it possible, Chair, that is my additional proposal, that on addition to what you are saying, let's get a clean document with a report, but is it possible that we can set aside time, more time, not try and compress it into another Tuesday that is already full of other things that we need to do? I think there are certain Fridays that are committee days or any other committee day that the secretariat can find, that if you agree and members agree, we could slot in this so that we can dedicate time there, having been properly prepared, Chair. That is my proposal in addition to what you were saying. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable McDonald.
Chairperson, thank you. I want to second your proposal and Honorable Marnie's proposal, just to assist Chairperson. I think using a combination of both your proposals will assist the committee going forward. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable members, can we take maybe Friday or, yeah? I think it will be fairly a short meeting. Are we open to that? Mtlekas.
Thank you, Chairperson. Are you suggesting this coming Friday, Chairperson?
Yes.
It can work this coming Friday for me. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nsinga. Mgaes.
Chair, yes, I just wanted to indicate that I am not opposed to the meeting being held on Friday. I just certainly will not be available on Saturday, or Friday, sorry, because I will be going back home that Friday. I will be driving.
Okay. Honorable Mhlonishwa Mabena. I am requesting you to unmute yourself. I can see you are talking.
Sincere apologies, Chairperson. I'm saying I'm not opposed to the meeting on Friday. Just the committee to note that I am traveling on Friday. I have a flight at 10:55, but from 9 until before getting into the plane, I can definitely be part of the meeting. But once I'm in transit, obviously, I'm going to lose connection.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Valerie, please look at the possibility of Friday, maybe, as we say, 9 o'clock. Deal with this thing. Done. Thank you very much. Can you take us to the third item?
Chair, Mr. Hercules wants to have an opportunity to address the committee on those proposed amendments to the ERT bill. If members want to give him the time now.
Yes, let's give him him or her, ne? Yeah, let's give her time.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are ready to take
it's
the
10 hours.
No, it was just saying it's 10 hours, ma'am. I'm sorry about it.
We are in a position to take the committee through all of the changes that we've effected to the A-list from its May version, if the committee would like us to do that.
We're giving you that opportunity, ma'am, so that after these things, we at least understand what are the changes, and so that on Friday we don't start afresh.
Thank you, Chairperson. The document that has been slided on the screen for all members to share, I would like to draw the committee's attention to items 5 and 6 on page 1. Chair, we've brought about a rearrangement of the definitions that are reflected. Drafting, legislative drafting convention and practice indicates that when definitions are inserted in an act, it is to appear in an alphabetical sequence, and we have corrected the bill to ensure that we adhere to that rule. On page 3, Chairperson, relating to clause 4, there have been insertions put into the bill by the portfolio committee. What had occurred in the previous version is that the drafting was effected to be a subsection to a further subsection. Chairperson, this is incorrect, and we have subsequently rectified it. The hierarchy in the appearance of provisions in legislation is that we commence with sections, and each section consists of various subsections. It was thus important, Chairperson, that instead of numbering 11 paragraph A and B, we had inserted subsections or renamed the provisions as subsection 11 and subsection 12. References to paragraphs and the yellow for the rest of that page indicates a consequential amendment as a result of the insertion of subsection 12. We have, Chairperson, in respect of paragraph B and C at the bottom of the page, we have rearranged and swapped around the paragraphs so that it follows the sequence of actions or occurrences that must take place in accordance with subsection 12. What is envisaged is that first a report will be drafted, presented, and published. Thereafter, the minister will notify by notice that he or she is considering a determination and calls for inputs and public submissions in respect of that. And thereafter, after a decision is made by the minister whether or not to go ahead with that determination, public hearings must or may be conducted if and where it is appropriate. So the seriatim sequence of the bill now reflects exactly the sequence of the actions that is contemplated in subsection 12. Thank you. On clause 10 on page 4, Chairperson, we have received multiple queries as to when it's appropriate to underline, when it's not appropriate to underline. And I think what adds to the confusion is the differences between the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill and this bill. This is a brand new enactment, Chairperson, that up to the schedule would require no underlining. Only the schedule which effects amendments to existing laws or existing other laws will require underlining and no underlining. So where we have been queried by the content advisor to verify whether or not underlining is required or not, we have gone through the entire A-list with a fine-tooth comb, and we've rectified it, verified, and made sure that the underlining and the non-underlining bold and brackets are in order. Chairperson, on the next page, page 5, clause 38, we have inserted next after the word appropriate, the words adequate and efficient. We had inserted those additional requirements into the provision. Clause 42, item number 1, Chairperson, we have inserted the reference to in terms of subsection 2 to make it clear exactly what is being referred to in subsection 3. I'd like to take you, Chairperson, to page 8. Chairperson, you'll recall that between clauses 56 and 64 in the May amendment, there was an amendment that required that in addition to the chief executive officer or any other executive officer, there was an empowerment or a provision that empowered
or authorize the regulator itself to issue subpoenas. So the amendment to Clause 56 would have read, at any time during an investigation being conducted in terms of this act, the chief executive officer or any other executive officer or the regulator may issue a subpoena. Chairperson, from a legal technical perspective, we held the view that this is indeed an incorrect amendment that is being effected to the bill. The consideration that was foremost a consideration for its deletion was the fact that the regulator is not represented by a singular person in the bill or in the entity. Rather, the regulator is represented both by the board as well as the executive members of the entity itself. Without being vague and without causing confusion as to who indeed and in fact will be responsible for the issuing of the subpoena, we had retained that in the person of the chief executive officer or any executive officer for and on behalf of the regulator, the entity, those individuals will be the ones who are statutorily made responsible for the issuing of the subpoenas. That brings clarity and certainty to the responsibility that will attach to those individuals, Chairperson. On page 9, we have replaced or substituted in connection with obstruction of. A query has been raised by the content advisor, and grammatically we've rectified it and we've attended to it. It is indeed required. The reference to an in the principal act or in the bill is indeed required regardless of what the formulation is that is chosen by the committee, which in this case is obstruction of an. On the next amendment, Chairperson, we again have to talk to the, it's item 2 of Schedule 1. Chairperson, as a reminder, when Schedule 1 commences, it is the amendment of other laws that are currently in operation. Here, the bold underlining and the bracketed rules of legislative drafting are applied. This part of the bill, Chairperson, in item 2, amends Section 46 of the National Ports Act. In the previous A-list, there were a number of errors, and we have subsequently rectified it, and we're able to confirm that what is reflected in your A-list of today is indeed a correct version of what is required, both qualitatively and from a drafting, legislative drafting perspective. Chairperson, I'd like to take you to page 10 of the A-list, and specifically to item 13, we were instructed to replace 20 years with the number 30 years, and we have done so, Chairperson. Not years, I'm so sorry, it's business days. That is what I am referring to. On page 11, item 23, item 26, and item 31, Chairperson. Those are amendments that are being proposed by the Portfolio Committee. We have considered it when it was amendments that was proposed by the department at this late date. We have, as the legal team made up of the state law advisors and the parliamentary law advisors, considered the legality and the constitutionality of the drafts, and we are satisfied that they are legally sound. However, the changes and what motivates the changes that are being proposed, Chairperson, we are unable as the legal team to motivate and defend the proposals that are now being desired by the department. I'd like to continue for the final amendments that I'd like to bring to your attention that are of a technical nature and that makes sure that errors occurring in previous versions are corrected. Items 24 and 25 on page 12 have been affected by us. and we have rectified the deletion of shall and made an amendment to the phrase minister. There are references throughout the bill that that references the enactment of the very bill that we are considering and trying to finalize, Chairperson. When that bill is referred to in the A list, we have previously changed it to refer to this very year, envisaging that the enactment will be effected this year. This, Chairperson, practically is incorrect. What normally happens is that the bill's office and CREDA and ourselves will insert the correct date at the time of final printing and just before the bill gets sent to the president for assent. Chairperson, we have therefore undone, we had redone the reference to the year 2020 for this enactment, envisaging that regardless of whether the bill will be finalized in 2022 or any other time, that will be effected without causing too much confusion by CREDA, ourselves, and the Bill's Office of Parliament. On page 13, Chairperson, we have effected changes and made, in the main, the rectifications to items 30, 32, 33, 34, and 35. Some of them have been on instruction of preferred drafting by the Portfolio Committee indicated at the last meeting, and others have been for to ensure that the drafting conventions are adhered to, especially item 34, Chairperson. On page 14, again, the reference to 2020 has been reinserted and left until such time as the bill is finalized by both Houses of Parliament and it's on its way to being assented by the President and being finally prepared by the Bill's Office and CREDA. On clause 38, there are amendments that are being proposed by the Portfolio Committee, save to say that legally we are of the view that the amendments are in order, but it is up to the Portfolio Committee to decide whether it is desirable to effect these amendments after the department is given an opportunity to make its proposals, Chairperson. Thank you. The highlighted yellow bits, Chairperson, are all of the amendments that we have effected from the last version to this version, and we're satisfied, Chairperson, that the corrections have been enacted and effected, and the bill would be ready for your approval and adoption should it be printed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your surname again? Aisha?
My surname is Johar, Chairperson. Aisha is my name, my first name, and Johar is my surname.
Johar. Okay. Thanks, Ms. Johar. Honorable Manu and Honorable McDonald.
Chair, thank you. Thank you so much. I just would like to get further clarity. On more than two occasions, the presenter asserted to the fact that this was a proposal of the Portfolio Committee. They looked at its legality and they were happy. However, the department must confirm or something like that. I don't know if I was hearing very well. But because we don't have the documents, it's always difficult to refer now. But I wanted to check if I heard well. And if I heard well, also in line with what you raised earlier about the process, once it's here, whose process it is, I am very concerned, Chair, if what I heard was correct. So I would just like to check if that is true, is that what was said?
And what is the rationale? If that is the answer is yes, what would be the rationale to refer to the department after the committee has deliberated and the team is confirming the legal soundness of our proposal? Thank you, Chair.
I'll come to you, or maybe let me take you, Honorable McPhee.
Chairperson, thank you for taking me. Chairperson, I want to add to Honorable Manu's Chairperson. So I'm looking at this one clause that was added by the department regarding the sale of aerodromes, and looking at the recent media reports about people trying to buy AXA airports and this. Chairperson, I find this disturbing, that the department's adding something such profound clause when it reads, when a company intends to close or sell an aerodrome, but those things was never brought to the committee. It's been smuggled in from a back door through an open window, and while the process is on our table, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't know. I think we are in trouble, Chairperson. I think we are being disrespected. And I don't know even the words to use here, Chairperson. This has to stop. Thank you, Chairperson.
Advocate Almanel.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to help members out a little bit here and clarify. I'm just trying to quickly get my screen sorted. But I am going to share my screen as I'm looking at it now. Members will see here, I've got the A-list on my one side here, the Word document, and then I've got the bill on this side. Especially now, I know the aerodrome one also looked like a big change to me, and then I just quickly went back and had a look at the document. That was when I made my notes to the drafters yesterday, just to look at it. The aerodrome aspect was actually in the bill, and the committee did process it, and we did work on it, Chair. But the amendment that was proposed by the department, and I just want to show members, if I go to our original A-list, not this one, it's going to be this one. This was the one members agreed to at the last meeting. Okay, so I just want to show members, that's clause 4. So members will see here, this one was just 11.1 and then 11.2. But as the state law advisor indicated here, for drafting, it does read better if we have the 11 and then 12. So that one is straightforward. That is a drafting correction that was done there. The same is going to be for clause 10. That really was also on drafting. That was not a major change. Chair, I just want to get to the one that concerned me, which was the new one, and members will see that would be where there were some changes for the use of the word, either being an application that had to go to the minister, where this is now being changed, and it is here in our schedules. Where the department has proposed that it changes to applications that have to refer to be to the regulator and not the minister, as members had agreed to. I just want to get to that clause. It's 58 aerodrome. This is 23. This is the one that's concerning Mr. McDonald. So if we look here, 23, the
page 38, line 14. Try and make this bigger. Okay, here we go. That's 38, line 14. So that's the curtailing of activity. I hope I've got the right document. Yes, here we go. The selling of the aerodrome was always in the bill, Chair. So the only difference here was the bill changed the Principal Act from committee to minister, and the change that was suggested by the department is to rather change it to the regulator, because it's the economic transport regulator that is going to manage the agreements or the fee structures. So I think there's two places in the new A-list where they changed it from minister to regulator, and this is where we need the department just to clarify why they would like to do that at this late stage, because they did not bring that amendment to members when we were looking at it previously. So here we go. This is the selling of the chair. I'm just showing members. This was the A-list that members agreed to, was the use of minister instead of regulator, but the aerodrome sale was always in the bill. That one wasn't changed by the members. It's just when it is done, who has to be informed of that? Chair, I just wanted to point those out to members, in the hope that I could assist on the clarity drum. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate Almanel. Thank you. Mary Anzu.
Thank you, Chairperson. Part of the reasons, and I'll also request maybe the team to also come in, but part of the reason that we requested those or made those amendments was due to the Airports Act, the amendments, and there were certain sections that were repealed. And as a result, we tried to realign it to the new Airports Act, the latest version. So that is why we made those amendments. Mr. Allen, through you, Chair, you can also come in. And that the moderator can also assist. Thank you.
Chairperson. Good morning, it's Moekiti here. Can I come in to help and assist in this situation? Can I ask Advocate Nell to put up that clause on the original bill then and explain it quite well?
The ideas.
Okay, thank you so much, Chairperson. I think from our side, Chairperson, maybe firstly I must indicate that if we really have inconvenienced the committee, it was never the intention of the department, but we felt that when we spotted the mistake, we should bring it to the attention of the committee so that the committee is appraised about the issue, so that when the bill is approved, we don't come back quickly for amendments, because we saw a gap of implementation there. So while I'm waiting for Advocate Nell to present the bill, then I'll be able to explain the situation. But in a nutshell, though, Chair, if you read a sentence before the suggested amendment from minister to regulator, you would see that it make reference to the minister, which is the shareholder minister. So the original copy will be submitted to the minister, but you can therefore submit a copy to the same shareholder minister. Basically, that's what we're trying to rectify here. What we're then saying, we're saying that a copy if you read the sentence before committee and minister, which ends with a full stop there, it says such business plan to the shareholding minister in terms of section 7, submit a copy thereof to the committee. And if you acknowledge the fact that we've always changed the word committee to the regulator, it therefore means logically you have to change the word minister to the regulator, the chairperson. It's basically a administrative changes that we're proposing there so that it reads well. And for implementation's point of view, the regulator will then be abreast with the issues that relates to a business plan that would have been submitted to the shareholding minister, which therefore would then have to be submitted to the regulator chairperson. I think that's where we're coming from, though. I hope I have clarified the matter for you.
Thank you, Dr. Megesi. With that having said, I think it will be then fair if there's no any other additional hand that Ms. Chua, are we okay? Let me take Honorable Manu.
Apologies, Chair. I'm not sure if I was answered, Chair, to my question I raised earlier on the presenter. I don't know if I missed it, but I don't believe I was answered. And again, if I may repeat myself, this I'm saying in the context of what you said earlier. And what in that demo gets hasn't reached the situation, because there is a process we must follow. And on many occasions, the same department has told us when we ask them what is their view when we would propose amendments to say it is in the committee's hands now. We have done our process and we will as a department abide by what the committee says. So it sounds to me there is now a change of heart or contradiction. But I didn't want to address my issue to the department, but rather to the presenter. If I had her well, and if I had her well, what would be the reason for them to even consider that as state law advisors? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Manu. I think Advocate Nell was trying to clarify that point. Let me allow the person who was presenting just to really lay this point to rest. Mejua.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it is the procedure and the instruction for the law advisors that we are to give effect only to instructions of the portfolio committee and for only those things to be effected in an A list. But for drafting errors, substantive errors, and corrections that are necessitated either as a consequence or of an incorrectness that is contained in the bill. When the department had indicated these changes to the four changes to Clause 56, it was received, Chairperson, as something that, if not amended, would be unimplementable and irregular. And on those basis, we were persuaded that it is something that has not expressly been permitted by the committee. However, it does fall within the purview of corrections that are required to ensure the implementability and the workability of the bill. And we received it and interpreted it as consequential amendments. And this is why we allowed ourselves, both as the drafting team of government and parliament, to insert it into the A-list, Chairperson. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I hear you. I hear that the department has also apologized. Can we lay that matter to rest by saying it would not arise again? If there's any other issue, we are more than willing to help. that gets your explanation. It's well received. It's just that the process had to be correctly followed. I think that's what members are expressing, and I'm fully in agreement with them.
Yes, Chairperson, we note that, and we are really apologize for that, but we know that it is the process of the committee to process the bill, and we accept that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Mejua, can I go back to you? Is it possible that unmute yourself, ma'am? Is it possible that we have a clean document on Friday also that will be accompanied by a report?
Chairperson, I am able to undertake that by the end of today. We will ensure that the final document is sent to the committee secretary for further processing by CLEDA. I'm able to make undertaking, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Ms. Carolse?
Chair, just for the sake of the record, can I now assume that the committee is in support of those proposed amendments?
Well, let's hear from the members. Members? Babu Mani?
Chair, no, we are not saying so decisively, because we don't have a clean document. We have screenshots and a presentation. In an attempt to fast track and not frustrate the process, we are willing to have another day where a proper document with report, when certified, we would adopt that report with those amendments. In a similar way as we did last week, where we saved a week on a motion of desirability, we said, let's do it immediately. So, Chair, once we have a report and a clean document, I think the committee is saying we will then apply our mind and accept those amendments or say what our view is. Thank you, Chair.
Valerie?
Chair, just a reminder that when the committee do the clause by clause and report on the bill, the committee has to have a copy that is going to go for debate, and that is the final bill of the committee. So, Chair, if there are any issues coming up on Friday where there is still not agreement on, and members have the typeset document before them, the committee there may be a situation where the committee cannot move to the actual clause by clause deliberation and the report on the bill.
I do understand that, Valerie, but let's also take note of the fact that members do not have a document with them. Documents with them, and I think the committee is politely saying we understand what has been presented to us, but procedurally we should have got this right on time so that we can actually all consult those we need to consult. For the fact that the committee is saying let's meet on Friday, I think we should appreciate it that as a progressive and a positive kind of gesture from the committee. Let's deal with it in that way, Valerie. I hear what you are saying.
Noted, Chair. Then can we then on the agenda for Friday put the clause by clause deliberation on this bill when we now report back to House Chair for Friday's meeting? Can we put that then as provisional in case anything happens?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Chair, that will be.
Thank you very much. Honorable Makosini Shabangu.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Mine was just to support what Baita Mango has just alluded to and close the matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Makosini. The last item here will be, before we entertain something, will be consideration and adoption of minutes of the 6th of September. Honorable members, I'm sure you have gone through the minutes yourself. You can tell that that is what transpired in the meeting, and if so, any hand that moves for adoption of the minutes. Honorable MacDonald.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection. Thank you, Chairperson.
Right. Any seconder? No.
Chair, thank you. I do second.
Where is your video, Mdoma?
I have a weak network, Slaloa, and your police. Say that.
Okay. No, you know, Mdoma, the rules are saying we must have our video on. If we can't, we must explain why. And so, yeah, don't think I was asking this question just out of naughtiness. Thank you, Mtunga. You are supporting. Yes, secondly.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Thank you very much.
I do. Okay. No, on a serious note, Chairperson, whenever I want to open the video, I'm receiving the message that I'm unable to access the camera. That I've been reporting this with IT, and I think it was going to be sorted, but it doesn't, on a very serious note.
Okay, Mtunga, let's take it on the side and let's see how can we help you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I think this concludes the business of a day, but there is a matter. Oh, Valerie?
I think, Chair, remembered our very important issue on the National Land Transport Amendment Bill and the need to set up a short meeting with a select committee to confer on those proposals in response to the President's reservation so that that bill, Chair, can be adopted and go for debate. Another issue, Chair, just so that members know, the Parliament program has been extended to the week of the 27th of September. So the committee can also slot in a meeting now for the 27th, Tuesday the 27th, just so that members is aware of that.
Let's slot that bill that matter tentatively for next week, Valerie. I'm just awaiting a response from the chair of the select committee. Honorable MacDonald?
Chairperson, I didn't want to hurry you along. You still have that issue of Honorable Mabena that you wanted to address at the end, but I wanted to, because it's the same entity, I wanted to, if possible, Chairperson, if I have your permission, to add something to what was said by Honorable Mabena, but I will allow you to continue, Chairperson.
What is it that you want to add, Honorable MacDonald?
Chairperson, in recent months and weeks, there's been continued problems with Russian and Iranian aircraft in Aksa airports across the country, where they've been refused fuel by fuel suppliers working for AXA. And Jefferson, I think as AXA is called to come and explain the tender process for the grass cutting, which was a terrible situation that happened in one of our leading airports in Africa, and also the most probably 90% of the foreign tourists, their first taste of South Africa. I think it's pertinent that they also come and reply on what is the reasoning and how are we going to stop this sanctions against Russian aircraft when we are not part of the of Europe. There's no reason for AXA to refuse Russian aircraft fuel when these Russian aircraft are here for business and we are part of BRICS and it's embarrassing, Jefferson, that a state entity is refusing to refuel BRICS related aircraft. Thank you very much, Jefferson.
Honorable Chris Wunsinger.
Hey, person, it's a different matter. It's on the NLTA, and it's a question of clarity on the procedure. If you would want to deal with the fuel issue first, I'll stand in the queue.
Okay. Babu Mapena, okay, thanks, Honorable Wunsinger. Babu Mapena.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I'm not sure if I need to do that imposition again, or if maybe members could choose what I was saying. But basically, what I wanted to say was that we ought to
listen to me. Why am
calling you?
Sorry. Your request, I think, is acceded to, unless there's anybody who have any issues. That let's hear from AXA first on this issue of fire at OR Tambo, and Honorable McDonald has added another issue. We will request them to come and come to the committee so that we trash those issues. Although I must say the issues on the agenda, but I understand it urgency and raised in good spirit, I think it will assist all of us so that nobody says tomorrow, no, I have created precedence of dealing with issues that are not on the agenda. I'm explaining that it is actually a big issue. If tomorrow somebody comes with any other issue and we take a different decision, they must not feel that I'm veering out of the precedence that I've taken. Otherwise, Valerie?
Yes, Chairperson.
No, sir, on a point of expediency.
Okay, Honorable
Mabena. We know your favor, Honorable Mabena, is your favorite, but we do accept that. Thank you, Chair.
Can you slot them on the 27th? Yes, Valerie?
Oh, apologies, Chair, I didn't unmute. Yes, we can slot that in, and we will also inform the House Chair of that new agenda item.
Thank you. Thank you. On those two presentations. Honorable Wunsinger, your matter.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on the processing of the NLTA, that was returned following the president's finding of constitutional conflict within the former construct. I could not find any procedure regulating what we have to deal with within the NA rules. I didn't look at the NCOP rules. And as I understand now where we are, we have now cleaned out the issues, the conflicting issues within the NLTA bill. And as I understand, the suggestion is that we would have a joint sitting, a joint meeting with the select committee of the NCOP, in which the department would then explain the changes and the improvements supported by the legal advisory panel. And at that stage, then what is envisaged? Because it remains a Section 76 bill with a particular understanding of the role which the NCOP has, different to the National Assembly, in that the NCOP component then includes participation of the provinces, not just the NCOP, but the provinces. So to what extent would that be incorporated as procedurally correct? And with that, I'm sure you understand the dilemma which I'm putting on the table, because in just having a joint meeting, it would be a duplication of an NA procedure, whereas the NCOP has a particular alignment to provinces individually, then combinedly, and then completes the intention and spirit of the differentiation of a Section 76 opposed to a Section 75. If you could just give that clarity. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Valerie.
Chair, the matter of the return bill is dealt with in terms of the joint rules 203. I'm correct. I will send members a copy of the joint rules and also the outcome of the discussion that I had with the NA table staff on this bill. So in terms of the rules, the committee has to confer with the select committee because it's the Section 76 bill. In this stage, I'm talking about the NA process. I need to find out what will be, there's not going to be public participation on this bill in terms of the provinces. That I can confirm from the portfolio committee side, but just in terms of the joint rules, Chair, the committee must confer. I've asked whether it's a joint decision making meeting. I've spoken to the NA table staff, and they confirm it's not a joint decision making meeting. That is not the purpose of that meeting. But the committee would share the outcome of the deliberations in terms of those reservations in that meeting.
I hope that is clear, honourable members. Honourable Hunsinger.
Chairperson, it would be helpful to get the pieces, particularly the reference to the joint committee rules, which I do not have access to now, so that would give us the particular insight, as well as any other documentation that would assist us to just give clarity on the process and procedure. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Valerie, put it tentatively next week. You have already said that you'll favor us with these pieces of legislation, Section 203 of joint rules, and I think that will be appreciated. Allow me to say, although we're prepared to wake up until 1, this brings us to the end of the meeting, and thank you for having trashed issues that will be coming to show as sore points. Those who always are willing to meet in the chambers of parliament. We'll meet in the chambers of parliament today. Thank you very much. Long live everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Long live the chair of this portfolio committee.
No, welcome back, Chairperson, to the chambers. It's been a while. Eh?
Thank you. My God.
Thank you, Chairperson.